Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Live from the ESPN Lincoln Studios, this is the
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Ben Hooks Show with your host,
Captain Jack Sparrow.
And Bill Hooks.
Give me another ball.
Take a drop.
Give me another ball.
With guest host, Hugh Malone.
You're Danish in a donut shop.
Buddy, the only thing ladies love is when you quit talking.
I bet you know exactly how many days it is until Christmas, don't you, bud?
On demand at ESPNLincoln.com.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Yeah. Wobble, baby.
Welcome back into Hooks and Friends. Man, I am excited. I'm just jacked up. It's Thursday. It's nice out.
It's Thirsty Thursday. It's like a weekly holiday.
Yes. Well, yeah, it is. It's a weekly holiday for me and the, as we call ourselves, the Village Idiots. It's our weekly holiday. I get excited about this day. At some point throughout the day, my buddy Kubi's probably listening. He's off today.
Oh.
He randomly listens when he's off.
Well, that's nice.
Randomly?
Yeah, he works. He doesn't like me very much, just on Thursdays. He knows that. I was actually with some buddies last night, and it was interesting. We were talking because of the weather, and this is that time of year if you're like an outdoor guy or specifically like to golf, Will.
Yeah.
We started looking at the forecast, and we're like, okay, we're predicting now. If you look what we got going on,
that's why it's called a
forecast.
The
snow is on the melt, right? Like, I mean, again, it's Lincoln. It's a forecast. You're going to get a weekend, high 40s. You're going to get to 54 roughly on Saturday. And then next week, well, predicted Monday, 53, 51, 56, 55, 55, 60 by next Saturday.
Oh, man.
It's like the 10-day run of mid-50s. What does that mean?
Hopefully we're getting back to it.
Get the snow off. Get it dried up. Let's go.
There's the key.
Put the key boxes out and let's roll.
Just because that snow is gone, it could be a little soft out there.
That's true.
It will be soft, but we'll get it back.
Be cart path only.
Not doing it. Well, I'll wait till it's dry enough to get on the cart path. Maybe we'll walk around here and there. I'm planning on this weekend, after I saw the forest, we talked about it, I'm getting the sticks are in the basement. They're going to get a nice little cleaning. Going to say hi to them. Get them back in the mode. Clean out the bag. Old golf balls out, new golf balls in.
I'll take the old ones.
Just to lose them.
I think me and the gang might maybe get out and do some BP.
Yeah, you might be outdoors doing BP. I know that the baseball kids, the youth kids out there, they are at this point, like I know our kids with the, you know, that Sox and being indoors at Speedway, it's getting a little more, it's getting tougher and tougher each practice to be inside for them.
Well, there's only so much you can do.
To control, like, you know, right. Get the outfield drills and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
you can't do fly balls when you're in an indoor facility.
No. So, it's getting to that time where it'll get them outside, get them moving, things like that. But, yeah, encouraging stuff from that side. Hey, tonight, Big Ten, 6 p.m., your Nebraska Cornhuskers will be taking on the Fighting Illini, number 5 in the country, possibly without one of the best, their best player tonight. I will tell you, as I was reading and looking, that line when it opened up was about between 15 and 16.
Yep.
I just saw it at 12 and a half.
That's right. So
it didn't make that big of a difference.
No.
That Illinois still has enough playmakers.
But from a guy, it's a major deal for them. Obviously,
right.
They're in the tournament. They're fighting for a one seed on their side. They still want to win these games because they're fighting for that one seed, right? But it's a big hole when you take a guy out that leads you in points and assists, and maybe points and assists for sure.
Especially when you've played every single game with him. You haven't played a single game without him yet. You don't know what it looks like.
You don't know what it looks like.
Why not a better – and please, obviously a Husker fan. What better night to sit him to see if your team can operate without him. Because heaven forbid, you know, you get in the tournament, he got in some weird foul trouble. Turned an ankle, had to sit out for just a little while. Wouldn't it gain the rest of that team some valuable experience against probably not one of the stronger opponents to go out and see how you function without your floor general? Do it now.
It's possible.
Rather than experiment in there. Now, I get it. It's a double-edged sword because you want him to play and stay crisp, stay fresh, but also you don't want to run a risk of, heaven forbid, you know, even though he's wearing a mask, a ball bouncing off the mask or any kind of freak injury. You want maybe get him some time to rest and heal? Or do you keep the momentum going as obviously you're trying to play for a number one seed? It's a tough decision. It'll be interesting to see if he marches out there or not.
If he doesn't play tonight, Illinois will be without 35 minutes a game, 21 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds a game, also shooting 49% for the year, 40% from 3, 78% from the free throw line. That's what Illinois could be without tonight. But otherwise... you know, go on to HuskerOnline.com. Robin Watson does a great job with his keys to the game. And I absolutely agree with Robin on the number one is be ready for the buzzsaw. It is a weird spot to be. Obviously, they could be missing an All-American out there. But when you look at Illinois coming off the upset loss, arguably they played their worst game. They lost 81-72 to unranked Michigan State.
And that game wasn't even that close.
No. For a team that's vying for the number one seed, they could be looking to make a statement tonight against us to get them back on the right path. In other words, we need to be ready, and T kind of talked about it a little bit in the way Danny Nee approached it. Be ready for a both not only angry team, but a motivated team tonight when you go to their house.
Yeah, they aren't happy that you took them to overtime when they came here a week and a half ago.
No.
That's fresh in their craw.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully Teddy can continue that, you know. Hopefully he's still hot, you know. If he's shooting like that up there, we're in this thing.
Yeah, him, but it's going to take some other stuff,
right,
too. We're going to need some of those other guys.
Banton needs to figure it out.
This is, by the way, if you kind of want to go back and since you're playing a team for the second time, you look how you stayed in those types of games, some stats that were telling in that game for us. Obviously, they have the big guy down low, double-double machine down there. Nebraska last game was a plus one on the boards overall in the game. Had 12 offensive rebounds. We were plus four. We had 4 more offensive rebounds than they did. We only turned the ball over 11 times to their 12. 11 times. And we converted 10 points on those 11 turnovers. The other big one of this is we scored 32 points in the paint. And you got contributions all over the board. Lat Mayan, 16 points. Derek Walker, 5 points, 8 rebounds. He battled a lot down low. He ended up fouling out of that game. McGowan's went 15-5. Allen, 15-8. Banton had a nice little stat line. He was 5-6-1.
How do we shoot from the free throw line?
Don't go there. Thor had 8.
Well, I'm just saying if we had shot, did we shoot decent?
One of our better nights, 17-25.
Well.
We were better than they were. They were 14-22. If you're going to find a way, it's a got to be one of those Herculean efforts again.
Crashing the boards, take care of the basketball. Seems pretty sixth grade-ish, but it is. That's what you need to do to stay in the game because it is college basketball. And if you can stay within... You know, you get to that under 4 media timeout, and it's still a 5 or 6 point game, you're in it. Anything can happen.
Yep, and I think what you need tonight also is you need your starters to start that game hot. You need your starters to do stuff. McGowan's over this time, and this is the starters, what they're looking at, has averaged only 7.8 points on 30% shooting with 11 turnovers over the last 4 games. Lat Mayan has made 10 field goals in his last 5 games. And only shot 29% from beyond the arc in the same stretch. Delano Banton currently in the worst slump of the season, setting consecutive lows in minutes with 19 against Purdue, 13 against Penn State. In those games, by the way, he totaled just 2 points, 2 assists, and 3 turnovers.
Yeah, what happened to Lat Mayan? Isn't this a guy that shoots 86% from beyond the arc in practice? that he supposedly made 86 out of 100.
He's important.
He's very important.
Gotta have him tonight.
Also, as you watch, Derek Walker, important in the first match against these guys. Obviously, he's been struggling with the conditioning piece. He's only been limited since the COVID of only playing about 15, 16 minutes over the last four outings.
But I think Yvonne has played a lot better his last couple games, too. Mm-hmm. So it's going to – those guys are, you know, they're not – necessarily interchangeable. They bring different strengths to your team, but when it comes to contending against the big there for Illinois, they're going to have a huge role. Hey, even let Eduardo go out there, hang with him, give him 8-10 minutes against that guy. He's got five fouls. Let him bang up against that guy. Mm-hmm. Give those two a rest. But I like that three-headed monster, and again, it's going to be up to those three win that boards battle again.
So that's what you got tonight, 6 o'clock. You got Illinois up there. Robin, by the way, 17-4 overall in the season right now. Right now he's 11-10 versus spread. He jumped up a spot. It'll be interesting to see if I'll have to ask him if he's going to adjust his prediction, because when he wrote his article, they were 16-point favorites. And he had Illinois covering tonight on that one. So
okay.
Before we get out of here,
what are my chances of kissing the Blarney Stone next year?
Huh?
Dublin.
You want me to talk about that? Well, here you go. Husker football news sources. Plans in the works for Nebraska to open the 2022 season in Dublin against a possible opponent being Northwestern. They apparently have been talking through this since the cancellation and on. It looks like if it all comes together, there's a lot of hoops to get through, by the way, from the scheduling, but it looks to be, if it happens, they would be in Dublin on August 27th. Would be opening up that game. They haven't been, Moose said plans have not been finalized, but it would be something we're interested in if the opportunity presents itself. It's an exclusive television window to a broad audience of fans who are hungry for the college football season to start. And then they kind of go through some of the stuff. They've got some hoops to jump through right now because they're slated to visit Northwestern October the 8th.
Yep.
At that time.
They'd have to switch some stuff around.
So if they did do that, it would either have to move its game against North Dakota from September 3rd, buy out FCS Hawks altogether, or play September the 4th. So they've got some scheduling stuff there, okay, to work through. Nebraska is currently slated to travel to Indiana on September the 4th. So there's a lot of, like Northwestern is in that mix. So there's a lot of movement right now that'll have to happen from a scheduling structure to make this all come together.
Yeah, they obviously see, you know, a big benefit in this somewhere because, you know, they're going right back to it, 2022. I guess, you know, if it's the first game of the year, you know, everyone's itching for college football. Mm-hmm. Here's Nebraska to watch.
They're saying they hope to settle on plans of the 2022 within the next month or two.
If I was a member or a player on Illinois' team, I'd be upset. I would want that rescheduled for our team as well, too. Because, as we know, that was supposed to be our opponent there this year. Mm-hmm. I would be saying, you know, if Nebraska gets rescheduled for it, why can't we make that our game as well? But I think that would probably supposed to be a home game for Nebraska, and you're not going to get Nebraska to move a home game.
Yeah, and something is always one of the attractive things is Nebraska and their fans. They say Nebraska clearly is an attractive option for the Dublin game. 3 months after the original date with Illinois was announced, Nebraska fans were powering ticket sales at a record pace. So that's very attractive.
Yeah, and Illinois, like you said, Theo, they're supposed to be our first opponent, but I would much rather play Northwestern. I think that's going to be
there would have been a
game.
Little bit. I think some of that, I don't know, because they're
tough wherever you play them.
Well, for a TV standpoint, when you're looking at it, like some of the storylines, I was getting Nebraska there to get Illinois there. Don't forget, they have a new coach in Brett Bielema, who would be a storyline returning, right, to Illinois, back in the Big Ten. Going against Scott, you know, Coach Frost and the Huskers in year four, because all that stuff's going to come into play. There'll be some storylines they could write. Now, again, if they get Northwestern, you'll get, that side of the ledge, of the division together. And Northwestern has been a tough opponent for us throughout our years in the Big Ten. So you'll have that.
Yeah, whether you play them at home, on the road, or in
Dublin,
doesn't
matter.
It's going to be tough.
But that's exciting news because I know that, you know, we were looking into the trip and possibly making it. And so exciting news as that could all come together.
Maybe we take Pat Fitzgerald out there at all the pubs the night before and just get him all rocked.
That's why I wanted to go. Maybe some golfing out there. So tomorrow, it's a Friday. Jeff Moat's in the house. Jeff, Will, and I will get you caught up in the basketball local prep world. State basketball is coming up. Girls next week. There's some games coming up this weekend, right? Right, Will?
Boys districts.
Yeah, boys districts. And we got girls district finals tonight.
Some tickets getting punched. And I believe when I talked to Moses this morning, those seedings will come out sometime Saturday morning for the girls. And we'll know, and we'll be able to update you. Moats will be able to update you what will be carried here, either on KFOR or at ESPN 1480, games that they'll cover. And then we'll have Dr. Dane Todd come rolling in. Cannot wait to talk to him because
I've already
set it up. We're going to talk about Tiger and that injury. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow for those great guys that will come on with us.
Yeah, we got about 4 minutes left in the show. Want to talk about this volleyball thing real quick?
Oh, yeah, good.
Did you read about that?
Yeah, I kind of skimmed it a little bit. I know there was an article put out about what Nebraska volleyball does to boost viewership.
I don't really know what they're doing besides just having a really good team that everyone loves to watch, right?
Well, they're just such a good draw. They're athletic. They're always competitive.
That match they played against Maryland, what was that, about a week ago?
Yep.
Hooks. Yeah. And, you know, it was on Big Ten Network. And 203,000 people watched that match, a little over that. That made it the fourth most watched volleyball match in Big Ten Network history. Maryland isn't even ranked. People are watching the Huskers.
I bet you, I would be, if I were a betting man, I bet you it goes over that this weekend.
Who do they got this weekend?
Number one, Wisconsin.
Oh, boy. Last time Nebraska played the number one team, well, I remember they played Stanford in 2019. Mm-hmm. That was number one versus number two. That broadcast had 228,000. It was just below 229.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be up there this week because they, again, we'll talk all about this tomorrow, too, and give your Husker updates and what teams and where they're at. But tomorrow night, you will get, Friday night, 7 p.m. on the Big Ten Network, number four, Nebraska. We'll be taking on the top-ranked team in the Wisconsin Badgers.
Is there a break like there was this past weekend, or they play Saturday as well?
They turn back around. They turn back around and do it again on Saturday at 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Could you imagine what the Bob would be like with fans in there? It'd be amazing.
Well, but on the flip side, though, they have a pretty hostile crowd that we're not going to have to deal with.
They only have one other break in the schedule.
As far as that Friday, Sunday.
Yeah, well, it's a unique one. I'm not sure what the scheduling is. It's interesting. I didn't even notice it's in the schedule. March 17th is a Wednesday. They'll play a Wednesday at Iowa. And then Saturday, they'll play Iowa at the Bob. I'm sure there's some stuff going on with scheduling and stuff. But that's the only other break. Every other thing is a Friday, Saturday, or a Thursday, Friday, and a Thursday, Friday to end out.
I obviously want to win every single match, but I will tell you guys this. I will be okay if we can go up there and get a split this weekend. I will be. I mean, obviously, Haggerty, you know what you're getting with Wisconsin, returning three All-Americans on the road. I'll be happy if we can get a split. It's going to be tough. Obviously, I'd love to sweep them. Would love it. I'm not going to be unhappy with a split. I don't know about you guys.
I want them both. I need the world to be right on a weekend. I need the world to be right.
Well, have your last few weekends been wrong?
Husker victories lately have been a premium, except with volleyball, okay? Okay.
So we need everyone we can get.
One golfer on the golf course right now for us, Justin Thomas, even through one.
Who had him?
Hooks.
Remember I flipped for him? Even there's a couple guys that we wouldn't. There's a couple. Ooh. I could have flipped and got Roy. He's one under after one.
That guy wronged me last week.
Max Homa jumping out, one under after one. Colin Morikawa, one under after one. Leader is at 2 right now. So not a lot of guys are on the golf course right now. But we'll continue to update on our golf stuff, man. So you guys have a great Thursday. Get out and enjoy this warm-up that we're experiencing right now. Tomorrow, again, Jeff Motes, Dr. Dane Todd.